The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So the 40-Day Health Challenge is well and truly here. And Sophie Pratt is a registered dietitian who's come up with this amazing food plan. Welcome, Sophie. You had your work cut out, didn't you? Coming up with all these exciting meals for all the challengers and everyone who's following it as well.
Hi, Trina. Absolutely. Thanks, Elaine, for having me on. Yeah, I tell you, it was tricky, but I know it was really enjoyable. And I think to get something out that's simple, easy to follow, and just does the job, that's the goal, do you know? Improve our health.
I like the fact that there were normal ingredients. There was no words there that I hadn't seen before. Do you know the way sometimes in, you know, the way cookbooks, it's like you need to get yourself, you know, a monkey's toenail to make the stew or something like that. Like, everything is available, really, that you included in the food plans.
It's really important, Trina, that I got that across. You know, it doesn't have to be all these ingredients that we've never even heard of. You know, it's the basic whole foods that we can get in any shops there and pull them together and make quite a tasty meal, I have to say.
I mean, there's burgers and everything in there.
Absolutely. Well, believe it or not, Trina, we can make kind of a healthy food taste nice. So again, it's important for everyone to know, like, when we go and we get a takeaway or we eat out, we can actually try and mimic that at home. And yes, there's those out there who may think that they can't cook, but believe it or not, once you try it, I believe everyone can cook, you know, just give it a shot. It's important just, I suppose, to follow the plan. You know, when you have the plan there, you have the shopping list, you know what you're going to need to cook, it makes things a lot easier, and all that is available on the website.
Now, one of our challengers, Gary, the truck driver, who won't mind me mentioning him, he's a big listener of the show, he admitted, well, he found out through the food diary, that he has a serious love of chocolate and eating bars of chocolate. And I think when somebody starts doing a challenge like this, like the 40-day health challenge, and cutting those things out, cutting sugary things out when you're used to having them, can be tricky. So do you have any tips on how to deal with those kind of cravings so that you don't go, oh, to hell with this, I'm just going to have whatever I want, you know?
First of all, I think a lot of people can relate to Gary. We all acknowledge Gary's honesty and appreciate it. So thanks, Gary.
I mean, can I just say, Sophie, some of us are secret eaters when it comes to the chocolate.
Absolutely.
And we're hiding the
100%.
Wrappers. Yeah.
Well, I suppose the key piece with the sugar craving, Trina, is the importance of having balanced meals firstly, okay? So what I mean by that is having a source of carbohydrates like your pasta, your noodles, your rice, a source of protein like your meats, your fish, your eggs, your beans, and then you have your healthy fats on top of that to curb the appetite, and that'll reduce those cravings. And I think once we get the bones of a good structured main meal approach, then we can kind of consider the snacks, and we won't be as likely to want to snack on the sugary treats either when we do have that balanced approach. So that's I suppose the first step, Trina. And then the second step is to actually acknowledge when you're thinking about the sugar and when you're craving the sugar, well, is it that I'm actually hungry? Is it a physical thing that I'm hungry, or is it just maybe an emotional thing? Is it that I'm bored? What's going on there? From there, we can kind of look at, okay, well, what snack is the appropriate snack to choose?
Yeah, because I do remember a couple of years ago getting stuck into Love Island one summer, and I got into this habit, Sophie, of when I'd be watching Love Island, I had to have a bar of chocolate. And it just, this habit just formed out of nowhere.
It's associations, Trina. Do you know, we kind of build the association. It's like the tea and the bickies here in Ireland, and it's fine to a certain extent, but let's build healthy associations, do you know? And at 11 o'clock, if we usually go for the five digestives, maybe let's choose a piece of fruit, or maybe let's go for, I don't know, a handful of dried fruit, or maybe an oat cake with something on it instead of the more sugary options.
Yeah. Now, what is your advice in terms of eating out, right? And I know this is a 40-day health challenge, so presumably people could avoid eating out during that time. But going forward, you know, when you're having family days out and all this kind of thing, and you want to feel like you're still living and you're still part of the family, how would you navigate that?
Well, firstly, Trina, absolutely, we want to be realistic here, and I'm well aware of that. I'm well aware that many people will be going out numerous times during this 40-day challenge. Be mindful when you're out there, okay? So eating out, we definitely should enjoy it, but let's try and think of the basics. So bring it back to what we would usually have as per the meal plan. Like, we do want a meal that's relatively low and kind of saturated fat, so we're choosing our lean meats or our fishes, or our fish I should say, or our beans, and basing it on that. Then with our carbohydrates, we're still choosing kind of the options where it's high fiber, like your brown rice instead of white, or maybe let's go for the basmati rice instead of fried rice, and then you're having a whole heap of veggies on the side. But just one or two tips in terms of kind of the sauces and things like that when we're out. you can often ask for those to be served on the side and then you can add as much as you want, do you know? So yeah. I think we're a little bit scared or a bit cautious to ask for a little kind of alterations, yeah, and they can be very, very beneficial.
We're too polite to yeah. say to the chef, can you do mine a little bit separately there? But it can be tricky eating out. There's very few options, really, you know, when you think about a healthy menu. Another good tip, I guess, is eating before you go out for the day, before you go out with the family for the
day. We do want to kind of enjoy those times, Trina. So when we're thinking about the places to eat out, and obviously your regular go-tos in Ireland here anyway are generally like the Chinese's or are kind of Thai food, or some people like the chipper, things like that. So if we're choosing a cuisine, we can opt for something that's a little bit lower in the salt, in the saturated fat, and that's kind of like your Thai food. Some Italian dishes can be very, very nutritious as well. Obviously, the chipper is high in fat, so we'd want to shy away from it 9 times out of 10, but we can still have it just in moderation. So when we're out there, we just need to base it on what we would usually have at home, and then obviously just be mindful of the additions that are there. And portion sizes are often a huge thing when we're out as well. We're often served huge portions and we just need to bring it back to what we would typically have.
And we're having the starter and the main and the dessert, something you'd never do at home in a million years.
Exactly, and you roll out of the restaurant.
Just taking it back to the sugar cravings, is there any, so you were saying about making sure that you're full with your other meals so you'd be less likely to, but if you do kind of want something, is there anything that wouldn't be too bad to have?
There's loads of options. Okay, so generally I like to think of my snacks in terms of kind of the nutrients that they offer. Yeah. All right, so typically three types of snacks are my go-tos. Okay, the first of which is like a fruit or veg snack, and that's the one that people, I suppose, shy away from. But if we can get a fruit and veg snack in and structure it in maybe to 11 o'clock every day, or to that time where we just need something to get us by, but we don't really want something hugely high in sugar or saturated fat. So that's a great option to have. Then you can go for kind of the treat alternatives. That's what people need to kind of realize, is that we can have treat-based foods. So instead of maybe having like regular chocolate, maybe have some dark chocolate, or maybe have some dark chocolate covered nuts or dark chocolate covered raisins. So we're getting kind of the sweet hit, but we're also getting some nutrients from the raisins or the nuts as well. And then the final snack option would be another nutrient-dense one. So maybe kind of calcium based or higher in protein, like your yogurt or your plant-based alternative to yogurt. So they're kind of the three types of snacks that I would go with. But for people to know that there are alternatives to your treat style snack is important. Like when we're having a Haribo or a jelly, you can get, unless people try it, they won't know. So I would really, really, really push to try them. Kind of like your dried fruit alternatives. They're brilliant as a jelly alternative, especially for kids, Trina. So it's just thinking outside the box there in terms of what the snack offers.
Yeah, it's funny, I'm laughing here because I've been known and I've been slagged many a time for bringing fruit to the cinema. I just love fruit. That's what I'll have. You know, I love it.
Yeah, well, I used to know a girl actually who used to bring grapes to the cinema and that was their go-to. So there you go.
Also, something that I did notice on your shopping list for when the meals, and this is something I only discovered maybe about a year ago, and it's great for cooking, but it's great for kind of a sweet treat as well. Quark. So this is spelled Quark. And every time I go to the supermarket, right, I never know whether it's in the cheese aisle or the yogurt aisle. You'll find it in one of those. So what is that? Well, and how come it's okay for us to eat?
So basically, I always get absolutely roasted for the way I pronounce this, Tina. So
quark, I call it quark. Quark.
People call it quark, but anyway, who cares? Anyway, the main thing is, it is technically a cheese, okay? But it really doesn't taste like that because people are often put off by that. But it is super high in protein and it is relatively low in saturated fat. So when we're talking about kind of our muscle mass and we're talking about promoting heart health and things like that, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal food. So definitely we would want to include it. And I kind of use it in many ways, Trina. As you said, they're on the plan. You can include it in kind of your savory meals and incorporate it into a sauce or put it on pasta or something like that, and it can be nice and creamy. Or else you can have it as more of a kind of a yogurt bowl style and add some fruit, nuts, seeds, things like that. So it is excellent for all individuals, whatever kind of age you are, and really, really palatable. It's not too bad in terms of kind of the digestive system, which is often an issue with the yogurts.
I shouldn't have told anybody about the quark, because it's hard to get. Sometimes it's only a couple of tubs. Now I'll never be able to get my tub in the supermarket. They'll be out of stock everywhere.
Oh. We'll have to get more of it, Trina.
I know.
By the truckload.
I would like to be the face of Cork if any Cork manufacturers want to contact me. So then, right, at the end of this, obviously, you want people to continue with the healthy eating.
Absolutely, 100%.
And I know that, I mean, there are some people on the plan, the challengers, who are worried about diabetes and things like that. Is that what you would kind of be dealing with on a day-to-day basis as a dietitian as well, Sophie? A lot of people who want to get control of their diet because of things like that, yeah.
This 40-day health challenge, Trina, is all about promoting our health. And I think that is so important. Like, we want to be reducing our risk of diabetes, reducing our risk of heart disease, pulling down our blood pressure if it's too high, like managing our arthritis, controlling the IBS. It's all health related, and all of these things I would see in clinic on a regular basis. And that's why it's fantastic. Like, this is a free resource for everyone, you know? So it really, really, really is important. If people feel that they need the support to maximize and promote their health, well, this is here, and give it a good go. And obviously it's 40 days, but we, of course, wanted to kind of continue on with this to promote the longevity and, I suppose, overall health for a long period of time.
Would this be suitable for a diabetic, or would they need to follow whatever their GP has given them as their plan?
It is suitable for most individuals. Obviously, if there is a specific kind of insulin regime, that you do have to include a certain number of carbohydrates, mostly type 1 diabetics, please consult your GP. But for the generic kind of type 2 diabetes, person with type 2 diabetes, it is absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if there is any concerns, please do consult with the GP. Yeah. But it is regular meals, and it is kind of low in added sugar, which is great.
The type 2 diabetes, that's the one that's reversible, isn't it, through your diet?
Yeah, absolutely.
I always confuse the two. Yeah.
The majority of us these days are getting the type 2 diabetes as opposed to being born with it. And that's unfortunate, because it is basically, we kind of do it to ourselves, you know, and we can improve it, we can reduce it, we can kind of reverse it. And that's the aim for anyone who does have type 2 diabetes. We can try and improve it as much as possible and bring those blood sugar levels down.
Okay, right. There are no excuses. Sophie has done all the hard work for you. She's literally handed you your dinner on a plate and told you what to eat for these 40 days. Because I sometimes, you know, the way on some kind of food plans, you don't know what to pick. It's kind of like, oh God, I wish someone would just tell me what to have. That's what you've done. So if they follow this, it'll be absolutely so easy to do. And in 40 days time, the results will be so evident as well.
That is the aim. It's just simple, healthy, balanced meals, Trina. Nothing crazy.
All right, Sophie, we will catch up and we'll check in soon and find out how everyone's getting on. Thanks so much.
Thanks a million, Trina.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, 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 fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.